Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sai Rams and greetings from Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the universe. This is Radio Sai's Asia Stream, and a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and this is the segment Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating in the service to society. Well, at the very outset, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams, our prayerful pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Today is 24th of July and the time right now in our studio is 11 a.m. and it's a very pleasant and fine morning here at Prashanti Nilayam Ashram. Well, whatever it is, the weather, the condition, the climate, the festivals, the people, everything here at Prashanti Nilayam is full of divine vibrations. And it is our humble endeavor to bring these vibes to your homes through various Radio Sai programs. So this is the second segment of today's Thursday Live, Service Love in Action. And I hope you enjoyed the previous segment brought by Sister Karuna, the Morning Glory. In fact, the second interview, which was a part of the Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories episode series, the interview with Brother Vijay Sai was very amazing. That's what is my feeling. In fact, he narrated a very nice experience of his giving a talk in Bhagwan's Divine Presence on surrender. I hope you all listened to it. If you have not listened, if you have missed it by any chance, you can always download it from our website and enjoy it. Well, today I thought I will begin this segment, Service Love in Action, by narrating a beautiful incident which I heard a couple of days back. And when I heard that incident, my devotion for Bhagwan, my faith in Bhagwan, my love for Bhagwan increased a lot. And I'm sure yours also will increase by listening to it. So first let me begin this segment by narrating that incident. Many years back, once in Prashanti Nilayam Ashram, a Sevadal saw a person smoking. Inside Prashanti Nilayam Ashram, smoking is prohibited, so the Sevadal immediately ran to that person, pounced on him and told him to stop smoking. And the Sevadal was shocked to see the person fully in tears while smoking. And the person pleaded to the Sevadal, "Sir, please, sir, let me finish smoking this cigarette. It's just another 3 puffs. Only half the cigarette is left. I assure you that my entire life is based on finishing smoking this cigarette. Please, let me finish smoking this cigarette." So like this, the person pleaded to the Sevadal, and the Sevadal was shocked as the person was already in tears. Then the Sevadal allowed him to finish the cigarette and he told him, "Okay, you finish the cigarette fast." And the person finished smoking the 3 puffs and finished the cigarette, and he was already overwhelmed. The person who was smoking was already overwhelmed and he continued to cry a lot. Now the Sevadal was very curious. He asked the person, "Why are you crying? What is the mystery behind your crying and smoking, and why you wanted to finish smoking the cigarette?" Well, I'm sure you all, dear listeners, are also very curious to know about this story. So the person takes him and they both sit under a tree, and then the person narrates his story. Well, this is one of the fantastic stories that I ever heard on Swami. The person introduces himself as a drug smuggler from Kerala. Well, the Sevadal was really shocked because a drug smuggler will never introduce himself as a drug smuggler to any stranger. Okay, so he has become the smuggler. So the smuggler started telling him how he used to smuggle drugs. It seems he was from Kerala. So he used to smuggle drugs from Kerala to Mumbai through the ocean route. So he had a big boat. He used to cover the boat with the drugs that comes in white, has white powders. So drugs, white powder packets, he used to fill his boat. And on top of the drugs, he used to cover them with coconuts for secrecy. And he used to take it to Mumbai through ocean route. So in one such tour of smuggling, he almost reached the Mumbai harbor, and then he saw another boat coming towards him. Now this smuggler was always ready for any worst things. So what he used to do was, out of the coconuts that he used to carry, some of the coconuts were bombs in disguise of coconuts. So if any person inquires him or tries to catch him, if any police or coast guard come towards him, he will just take the bomb and throw towards them, and he will try to escape. So that was his strategy. So he was always ready for the worst. So when he saw a boat coming near him, he became alert. And the boat came very near him, and the smuggler saw that there was one person, only one person in the boat. A tall man. He was standing in the boat. He was wearing a white robe. He had tied his hair with a white cloth, and he had a white mush and white beard. Well, dear listeners, I'm sure you all would have guessed who that person was, but this smuggler didn't know who he was, and that boat came near him, and the smuggler asked him, "Who are you?" Then that stranger told him that, "You may not know me, but I know you." Then the smuggler said, "Okay, so what?" Then the stranger replied, "See, you are married many years back, but you don't have any children, and you are yearning for children, right?" Then the smuggler was a little shocked. "How does he know about me?" Then the smuggler said, "Okay, yes, that's right, so what?" Then the stranger said, "See, you are smuggling these drugs and spoiling the life of many children. That's why you are not getting children." Well, the smuggler was really surprised and shocked, as he came to know that this stranger knows him as a smuggler. And the smuggler thought that this stranger must be some police. So he asked him, "Are you a police? Are you police?" Then the stranger said, "I am not police, but in a couple of minutes, police will be here." And he showed the smuggler to a direction from where few boats, in fact they were police boats, the coast guard boats, were coming towards them. Then the smuggler was a little scared, but the stranger told him, "Don't worry, I will save you. You just come to my boat and I will go to your boat." So they exchanged the boats. Now the smuggler was a little relieved, as he thought that even if the police catches the drugs, he won't be caught. Only the stranger will be caught. He can escape. Now the police came to the boat. The police asked the stranger about what is there in the boat. Then the stranger said that he was carrying few coconuts and few packets of salts. But the police were not convinced. They investigated the boat and found that there were really salts in the boat. The packets were full of salts and just coconuts. And so the police went away. Now, the smuggler was shocked. He came inside the boat. He came to his boat and he also checked. And he indeed found them to be salt. And he told the stranger that, "I'm sure that I was transferring drugs, white powder drugs in the boat." And he was surprised how the drugs got converted into salt. Now the smuggler started getting some respect, showing respect to the stranger. And the stranger said, "See, for this one good act that you have done," well, he had not done any good act, but still the stranger was giving him credit, "For this good act that you have done, I will grant you children. How many children you want?" Well, the smuggler didn't know what to say, but he just muttered, "Okay, 2-3 children." Then the stranger went to his boat and he took a paper from his pocket and he gave the piece of paper to that smuggler and told, "See, my address is written in this paper, piece of paper. Whenever you wish to come, whenever you think of me and you want to meet me, you just come to this address, I will meet you." And then the stranger went away. Now, when this episode happened, the smuggler was fully shocked and surprised, and he thought to himself that he should mend his ways. And he went back home and he slowly reduced smuggling, and after a few years, he got 6 children. And after that, he completely stopped smuggling and started living a respectable life. And many years passed away, about 10-15 years passed away. And then, one fine day, the smuggler started thinking about life and about spiritual quest, and he got dejected from life. And that was the time when he started remembering, when he recalled the incident that happened in the ocean, and he remembered this stranger. So he developed a wish to meet this stranger. Then he immediately searched for the piece of paper, and he luckily got the piece of paper, and and the address was written, and immediately he came to the place of the address. So it was a town in Maharashtra, somewhere in Maharashtra, and it was a Shirdi Sai Baba temple. And now the stranger went inside, the smuggler went inside the Shirdi Sai Baba temple, and he saw Shirdi Sai Baba idol in that. And then he came to know that it was the same person whom he had met. Now what the smuggler thought was that the stranger whom he had met was some great philanthropist or something like that, and he had passed away, and in memory of him, the people had constructed a temple. And then the smuggler felt very bad and he started crying. He sat in the steps of the temple and started crying. Then the priest of the temple came to him and asked for the reason why he was crying. Then the smuggler explained, told him about the whole episode. He told, "Sir, I had met this person about 10-12 years back, and he had saved my life. And after that, I never met him. And today when I came to meet him, I am seeing that he has passed away. So I am feeling very bad that I couldn't meet the person who had saved me." Then the priest told him that, "You must be joking. This is Shirdi Sai Baba." And he introduced him to Shirdi Sai Baba, and he told him that we consider him as Lord. And he also told that Shirdi Sai Baba had taken Mahasamadhi in the year 1918, which is about 50-60 years back. So he told, no way 10 years back or 15 years back he was alive. Then the smuggler thought that, yes, it was Shirdi Sai Baba who had come specifically to save him. Now he also started believing Shirdi Sai Baba as Lord, and he started circumambulating the temple, going around the temple as pradakshinas. After doing the pradakshina, when he bowed to Shirdi Sai Baba's statue, a flower fell on him. A flower from the statue fell on him. And he took the flower, and the flower was wrapped with a piece of paper. When he opened the piece of paper, he saw what was written in it. It was written, "Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba Puttaparthi." It was as if Shirdi Sai Baba was guiding him to go to Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba at Puttaparthi. Now, this smuggler didn't take any moment, and he immediately took a bus or a train or something and immediately landed in Puttaparthi. And it was that day when he landed to Puttaparthi, and he was speaking to the Sevadal. Now, the Sevadal was further curious to know the mystery of the cigarette and all those. And the smuggler continued his narration. He told that he came to Puttaparthi that day morning, and he went inside Sai Kulanth Hall for Swami's darshan. And Swami called him inside interview room. And then it seems Swami asked him, "Do you know me? Do you recognize me? Are you able to recognize me?" Then that smuggler saw Swami's face and he said, "No, Swami, I never met you before. I don't know you." Then Swami kept his hand on the smuggler's head. And then the smuggler could see his entire previous life. It came as flashes in front of him. It seems in his previous birth, he was an ardent Shirdi Sai Baba devotee. He was in Shirdi, very physically, very close to Shirdi Sai Baba, and he served Shirdi Sai Baba physically. He was a very good devotee of Shirdi Sai Baba. He saw the flashes of his entire life and also the flashes of his present life. So he felt very bad that he, who was a very good person, an ardent devotee of Shirdi Sai Baba, had become a smuggler in the present life. In fact, in the flashes, he also came to know that Shirdi Sai Baba was indeed Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Then, after that, he started crying, tears flowed from his eyes, and he fell at Swami's feet and begged Swami and told Swami and prayed to Swami, "Swami, I have wasted my life. I have become a smuggler. I have done a lot of sins. Please, Swami, please tell me the ways, how I can mend my ways and how I can burn my sin." And that was when Swami created something and gave him. And it was a piece of cigarette. Swami created a cigarette and gave it to him and told him, "See, you smoke this one cigarette and then your entire sin will be burnt away. And you will regain your previous births, samskaras, and you will become a good human being." So that piece of that cigarette was what I was smoking right now. This is what the smuggler told the Sevadan, that I was smoking that cigarette right now. I have finished smoking that cigarette. Thanks for allowing me to finish the cigarette smoking. And now I am going back from Prashant Nilayam. And as Swami said, I become a changed person. Well, dear listeners, I just felt like narrating this incident, because this, when I heard this incident, it's just amazing how Bhagwan changes people's life, how he makes a smuggler into a good human being, how he touches and transforms people. And when I heard this, obviously my love for Swami and devotion for Swami increased, and I'm sure you also have experienced the same. Well, the time right now in our studio is 11:15 a.m. and it's a beautiful day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. A picture perfect weather condition. A perfect time to be here at Prashant Nilayam. Today in this segment, Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you a beautiful conversation with Srimati Gayatri Ramchund Sambhu from Mauritius. And in that conversation, she will be talking to us about the various service activities that Sai organization in Mauritius are undertaking. But before that, let's listen to few beautiful Sai bhajan.
Thank you.
साई माँ।
कोई बोले हरी हरी, कोई बोले राम राम।
कोई बोले हरी हरी, कोई बोले राम राम।
कोई बोले हरी
नाशिनी
दुर्गे दुर्गे देवी दुर्गे नाशिनी।
भगवान
ವಿನಾಶಿನಿ,
ದುರ್ಗೆ ದುರ್ಗೆ ದೇವಿ ದುರ್ಗ ವಿನಾಶಿನಿ,
ದುರ್ಗೆ ದುರ್ಗೆ ದೇವಿ ದುರ್ಗ ವಿನಾಶಿನಿ,
ದುರ್ಗೆ ದುರ್ಗೆ ದೇವಿ ದುರ್ಗ ವಿನಾಶಿನಿ,
ಕಾಳಿ ಕಾಳಿ ಮಹಾಕಾಳಿ ಕಪಾಲಿನಿ,
ಕಾಳಿ ಕಾಳಿ ಮಹಾಕಾಳಿ ಕಪಾಲಿನಿ,
ಕಾಳಿ ಕಾಳಿ ಮಹಾಕಾಳಿ ಕಪಾಲಿನಿ,
ಕಾಳಿ ಕಾಳಿ
ದೇವಿ ದುರ್ಗತಿ ನಾಶಿನಿ,
ದುರ್ಗೆ ದುರ್ಗೆ ದೇವಿ ದುರ್ಗತಿ ನಾಶಿನಿ,
ಭಗವತಿ ಭಾರತಿ ದೇವಿ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ,
ಭಗವತಿ ಭಾರತಿ ದೇವಿ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ,
ಭಗವತಿ ಭಾರತಿ ದೇವಿ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ,
ಭಗವತಿ ಭಾರತಿ ದೇವಿ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ,
ಅಂಬೆ ಭವಾನಿ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನಾರಾಯಣಿ,
ಅಂಬೆ ಭವಾನಿ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ,
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. 11:30 a.m. and it's a beautiful Sai Sam awesome day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. The weather is just picture perfect. And I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to society. As I said in the beginning, today in this segment, Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you a conversation with Srimati Gayatri Ramchand Sambhu, member of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean. She is the director of Satya Sai School and Indian Ocean Center for Education in Human Values, the IOCEHV, in Republic of Mauritius. Well, Ms. Gayatri started her holy pilgrimage in the human life as Balvika student and later went through educare programs, spiritual schooling and EHV. Gradually, she became very active in Satya Sai organization. She works with Air Mauritius and has repeatedly traveled in many parts of the world where an airline operates. Ms. Gayatri was also a speaker, animator in Mauritius Broadcasting Corporation. She holds an advanced diploma in education in human values towards human excellence. She is the recipient of Best Service Employee Award from Air Mauritius. So today I'll be playing for you this conversation. In conversation with her is Radio Sai's Karuna Munchi, and this was recorded in our studios this month.
Sai Ram Sister Gayatri Ramcharan Sambhu.
Sai Ram Sister.
Sai Welcome Sai. To Radio Sai.
Thank you very much. Very blessed to be here with you, with Swami, and I'm feeling His presence.
Already. Of course, always. He's always here with us and everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, in this program called Service Love in Action, we try to capture service activities from around the globe and across this great nation of Bharat. I understand in Mauritius, you are one of the instruments, or you're quite familiar with the wonderful work that is going on under the auspices of the Sai organization, and you're pretty much born into the Sai movement. You've lived the Sai Act almost for 40 years now.
Indeed, I feel that I have been prepared. Swami has been so compassionate. I've been prepared step by step to be a humble instrument in His divine master plan.
Of course, all of us. Now, in Mauritius, there's a wide range of activities that are happening. And I know it's very hard to capture the whole thing in a 40-minute program. But just to give a glimpse of what happens in Mauritius and the good work that Bhagwan is doing there, would you like to tell our listeners some of the, just name some of the various areas in which you're taking His message mainstream?
Indeed, Mauritius is a small island in the Indian Ocean. And Swami had said, in fact, with Sri Indulal Shah, who had started in 78 the program, the center in Mauritius. So he had mentioned Mauritius can become the lighthouse for the whole world. And this adds to our father of the nation, like you have Mahatma Gandhi, we have our father of the nation, Sri Sir Siv Sagar Ram Gulam. He had mentioned at the UN that Mauritius, being a small island, despite a small island, has the problems of the whole world, but also has the solutions for the whole world. In this aspect, we find that Swami has been so master strategic planner, and He's taken this Mauritius with 1.2 million of people, and He has strategized His mission in such a way that it unfolded step by step in years. So we take it in the beginning of it. In the beginning, it has been in the Sai centers. So taking the Sai centers, taking the children. So the children the work has been in the Bal Vikas, of course, the silent sitting, all these programs. But the center became a center of activities of full transformation of the individual. That's why when Swami said, if there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. So he started with the center. So the devotees came in and started transformation of the character, the individuals. Then after that he said, when there's beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home. So the families of the Sai centers, the devotees who used to come, who are coming in the centers, they've started to become, we're not perfect of course, but you strive to bring in Swami's values in our own life. So the family started becoming an example for the community. So slowly when the people in the community started seeing the work of the Sai centers and that the family is being transformed with their children and the youth, so then the eyes, you know, it started becoming like a torch, like light. So slowly they started asking, what can you do for our children? So this is where Swami brought the work of the Sai centers in the community. So how in the community? It's like the municipal council. So it started like in the municipal council, the local authorities, the NGOs, they've started telling us, please come and bring the work there.
For who? For the children?
For the children, for the parents, for the women, for the youth. So we started in the local authorities, municipal councils. In such a way the work, Swami's work, and especially the Satya Sai Educare program, this gained momentum because it really reflected the transformation aspect, and also it is universal because it touched even the Muslims, the Christians, because as you know, Mauritius is a multi-ethnic fabric society. So this SSEHV program, Satya Sai Educare, really gained momentum in the community, in the local authorities. So when the local authorities joined us, asked us to come and do the programs in the municipal town halls, regularly we started giving EHV clubs. So it started with the EHV clubs for the children of the community, the schools and so on. So as we went along with the children, so the parents started to see the transformation in the behavior and attitude of the children. And then the municipal council started giving more support and having more programs. So all the municipal councils started asking us for the program. So the municipal council gave our Institute of Satya Sai Education the medal of the town. So medal of the town, it was given, it was conferred upon the institute, Indian Ocean Center for Education and Human Values, on the 22nd of November 2006. So for us, for Mauritius, it is a very important date because every time we used to come to Puttaparthi, the 22nd of November is a convocation day where Swami gives medals to students. So being in Mauritius, so we said, oh, it is definitely Swami giving this medal. So we continued. Always when we used to come to the conferences and the workshops and the training, Swami said, continue my work and work hard. Take the SSEHV to everybody. Take it to the poor. This is what he meant. So slowly as we went along, these EHV clubs started becoming so influential in the minds of the people. So not only that, they asked us to come and give them training programs.
To run the club themselves?
So that they can run the clubs.
So train the trainers.
Train the trainers, train the facilitators, and train the parents, train the women. So this is where the ministries started coming.
I see. Now, if I may just ask you a question here. When you were taking Baba's message to this multi-ethnic society comprising of Hindus and Christians and Muslims, did you find any resistance or doubt or question about the source of what you were offering them? Because all that we offer in the name of Satya Sai Educare has a source in Bhagwan's wisdom.
Yes, not at all. We didn't get any resistance to what the Satisai Education, the Institute, the Indian Ocean Center for Education Human Values, because we were already universal. The work, the teachings of Swami, the way Swami guided us to take it in the community. So, in fact, that we have to say we are blessed that he showed us how to approach it. That's why I say he has a strategy.
What was the strategy? How did you begin? How would you introduce the program to somebody who was unfamiliar with Bhagwan?
The ministry started calling us. So when the ministry will ask us, please come and train their officers. So we will go with the program and they've seen the modules and we speak about the universal master, the teacher who is Sai Baba. He is the program. But the way what we feel that it's not only the content, but it is also the people who are going to, we're not going to teach them. We want to share with them and it's the heart to heart. This is a heart-to-heart approach. This is where we have gained, well, we cannot say we have gained, Swami worked it. So he is the doer. That's why if you ask me this question, I think this is a very intricate question. Because when we say he is the doer, we just surrender and we follow him. He does the work. So why is it they didn't come and question us? Because he was actually transforming through the heart-to-heart program and the love that we showed, we are sharing.
Now, apart from this, what are some of the other activities that the Sai organization does in its efforts to contribute towards nation building and contributing to a more harmonious Mauritius?
So the Sai organization and the Indian Ocean Center for Education Human Values with the Sai Educare program, we have a multi-pronged activity, pervasive activities going into the community as well as with the devotees. We have the Born to Serve program. The Born to Serve is one of the program which has really got a lot of success because we say that Swami says nature is our best teacher and everything in nature is serving others. So when we have a birthday, for everybody a birthday, we do not ask for gifts. Because we have to serve others. This is the day where the Lord reminds us that we are born, we have been sent on earth to serve others like the trees have been serving the sun and everything. Born to serve. We have Mauritius truly harmonious. So with the multi-faith people, religious, we all work together and we are trying to make Mauritius, this is an adage, the brand for Mauritius. Mauritius truly harmonious. So we have it in the schools, we have it in the community, it's going on. The month where we have our national day, this is the month that we celebrate love and serve our motherland. So also this, we go into the schools, we go into the colleges, we go into the community, we have small workshops of 3 hours, half day workshop, where we try to help our students to try to come back even after they go abroad for their higher studies and to reduce the brain drain syndrome that we are facing to come back to the motherland. And we have many of our youth, many of our students, after this program they've pledged, yes, we will come back. Whatever may, we will not leave our motherland, we will come back. We have house to home program where this is a program where the community where the corporates, in their corporate social responsibility, they do give houses to poor families. So looking at our program, they said giving a house to a family, it's not enough. We should go further after seeing the Human Values program. They say, how can we teach? How can we help these families to make this have harmonious, how to live in this house? So we came, our institute came with the program, House to Home. So there we have 5-day, half-day workshop with the families. And we go back after that, we have feedback.
So what do you teach them, how to live harmoniously in a family?
This is a part of the strengthening values for family life, or the parenting, all the programs that we had. We have, in a nutshell, we have prepared modules, tailor-made modules.
So you have a huge team of trainers, I'm guessing?
If you say huge team, I think it's not huge, where they go dedicated, they're really loving, dedicated, committed people.
But how do people react to, outsiders coming them and telling them how to live their life inside their house to make it a home?
Because they do not consider us outsiders. We are like brothers, these are the same family, and they see the love. Because let me tell you one instance, we went in the community with a hot area. And that place, usually many NGOs have been entering. They could not work in that area.
Why is that? Because of the heat?
No. Hot area means a high rate of crime, high rate of violence, drugs, all these negative social
evils.
Yes, yes. Okay. So when we started going with Swami's grace, we pray to Swami because we're going to enter and deploy Swami's program in this community. And then we had all the stakeholders, all these people, head of leaders of these NGOs over there. So we went and talked to them and we presented the program. And then we said, we are going to work here with you to help you. So tell us, what are your problems? What are your challenges that you're facing? So they've been telling us and say, okay, we'll try to help in this manner. So then we come regularly. Regularly we talk to the children, as we said. Everything that we do, all the activities are not one-off program, no. We call it a sustainable, integrated SSCHV program for the community. So if it is sustainable, we are with them for years. Okay. When we went there, we continued the work. Then they said, they explained to me one day, there was an NGO who had come with some politicians and so on. They had a big fight. They had to make those people run away. But you see, you people, when you come, you have so much of love. We do not want your material things that you're giving us. You're just coming and speaking to us, talking to us, valuing us, giving us self-confidence. This is why you have love. The love which connected the people. It's not the material. So this is why one of the main gist, I can say, of Satisai Educare is whenever we want to go and serve, we should not have the ego. We should be very humble that we're going to share, but just come with the love that these people have divinity in them and we're serving the divine in each one of them. And in one of the places, again, when they used to tell us, don't go there because, you might go there vertical and you might come back horizontal. This is a big statement, they make people fear because there's a lot of murder, rate of crime is so much. But we enter, our team enter there and we are loved. Even the police people run away sometimes. They tell us, how are you working so marvelously there? I said, this is all His divine will. The divine is there and the love is there. You must love the people. So this is where the Satisai Education has gained momentum, success, because we need to go there in humility, first of all, and have love for these people, recognize them, value them, empower them. And that's the main thing.
So that's the house-to-home program.
Yeah.
Are there any other programs you can share with our listeners?
Yes. In these areas as well, we do have these poor people who have never enjoyed a birthday party. So we have mass birthdays there. So this is where we call it the Born to Serve, as well as we call everybody whose birthday on that day over the whole month. So all our devotees, instead of having to organize parties in our homes for our children, so we organize our children's birthdays in those areas. So that was something we didn't imagine, that it would really connect to these people. Because then they use the feedback that we got. Oh yes, it's true love. God has sent you. God has sent these people. This is as if God, they say it's Jesus, because in that locality, it was a Christian locality. It says, Jesus has sent you. You are like the three, les trois mages, we say in French, the three kings who went to the newborn baby. They said, we're feeling that,
I notice a lot of your materials, including the songs and other CDs, they are in French, because you're Francophone in Mauritius.
Yes, we have both English and French, our official languages, yes. And this is one, as you're mentioning, our Set-Aside to Care program, we have the five techniques, very powerful techniques, and one of them, the singing, the group singing, teaching the children, going with them with the songs and music, these, you know, you really get their hearts connected.
And that's why you have songs in French, so children can easily pick up.
They pick up, and when they repeat it, this is where the transformation also happens. So we have also other programs like the EHV winter camps, EHV summer camps, Easter holiday camp, Christmas special, the EHV tours. So everything, whatever we have been doing, it's not sporadic. As I said, Swami prepared it. So once I, in the beginning, as just mentioned, the individual in the center, then became the family, then the family to the community, and when there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. Beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home. When there is harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation. So what happened? All the ministries, the people have been talking, have been saying how effective this Set-Aside to Care and the Indian Ocean program has come up. Please to give consultancy at the higher level. This is where we are invited to sit. The Indian Ocean, we sit on the policy making. So we, it's not we. We have to say it's Swami. It's the Lord. He strategized it. And now, on all the policy, national policies, there is a module which has been introduced, the human values. Ministry of Education, Ministry of Youth and Sports, Ministry of Environment, we do have the policy, the aspect of human values is being taken into consideration and it is being deployed. So one of the main activity, main program which has come up at the government level is in 2010. That has been a paradigm shift. Like in 2010, the Ministry of Gender Equality, Child Development and Family Welfare, they approached and said in their policy to include values in family life. So the program, the theme of the program, it is a national program, strengthening values in family life. So we had an MOU signed between the ministry and the Indian Ocean Center for Education and Human Values, where our two international experts, consultants are from the Sai family. It is Dr. Artong Jumsai, the director of the Institute of Set-Aside Education from Thailand, and Professor Dr. Suresh Govind, he is from Malaysia. So these two dedicated consultants came to Mauritius and we signed the MOU and the whole program was strategically deployed. So first of all, we had all the stakeholders, the ministry invited about 111 stakeholders. That is, we covered the whole nation with 1.2. So we had 111 stakeholders taking into consideration the all the ministries, all the local governments. We had the jailers, the police, the NGOs, the teachers. So everybody was taken. Nobody was left. No stakeholder were left aside. So with that national steering committee, this program was deployed. We had the training of trainers at the high level. Now it is already 2010, we are 2014. Where have we reached with this program? Let me give you, because we should have outcome. You know, Swami works very professionally, and through Dr. Jumsai and Professor Suresh, this program, these 11 stakeholders decided and chose five localities, five areas, five villages, where the rate of drugs, alcohol, and rate of crime, prostitutions were very, very high. So officially, these five localities were taken, and we started to give these sustainable, integrated, inject the program, whatever that I have been telling you that we have been doing in the nation, now we are focusing in these five areas. As Swami has said, you know, we're digging well, but we have to dig at one place and then we'll get the water. Yeah, for instance, one of the village which is called Villemain, we already have a very, very good feedback. So these people in the beginning, when we went there, it was like a jungle. It was a really difficult, challenging area. So many people, many stakeholders dropped out. Definitely, because it's quite challenging. But we continued our people with Swami's grace. We continued to go in. We took the children. And in the beginning, the discipline, it was, the children couldn't sit. But after 2 years of silent sitting, when now you see the same children, where people were saying they are very, very turbulent, aggressive, violent and so on. Now you see them as any other Balvikas children. They come and sit down. They do their silent sitting properly. They do the group singing, the group activities beautifully. The parents, now we bring in, we use parallel program. So as we are working with the children, we have the parenting program going on parallel. So in all the five areas. So Villemain, these parents have come and told us, now we understand how we can speak, how we should speak to our children. And we have seen the attitude and character transformation. And all this attitude and behavior has been seen. But not only that, we wanted to have more tangible feedback, especially from the police. We wanted to see, has there been any reduction in the crime rates in that? So we asked the police, these people, they did a survey. So last year, on 23rd of November, we got the survey where they've shown there is 35 to 45%. That is the statistics from the police official of reduction of crime, race, alcohol, drug addiction has reduced due to the program that we have been carrying on in that village. And they're asking us, and we gave that on 23rd November to the President of the Republic as a gift from Swami to the nation. That was the gift for the birthday gift.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
May I ask you about the other program that I notice here, the HOPE program?
Yes. So part of the strengthening values for family life, as Swami always said, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava. But first of all, you must revere your parents, revere your mother and father as God. And what we see, it's not only in our Hindu faith. Even in the Muslim, in the Quran, it's written, heaven is at the feet of the mother. In Christianity as well, we say the father. So, taking the HOPE as a multi-faith program, and we invited all the religious groups of the country, and we had the HOPE agenda, which has been conceptualized by our Dato Jagadishan from Malaysia. He had this program blessed by Swami, and this is where we put this program under the strengthening values for family life.
And HOPE stands for?
Yes. HOPE is honor our parents every day. Seek the blessings of your parents in whatever you do in life. And do not bring tears to your parents. Because if you bring tears to your parents, you will never have success in life. So this is the whole agenda. How it started, in fact, we were saying with our consultants, of course, Professor Suresh, Dr. Jumsai, and all our trainers, and during the workshop, with all the other stakeholders. So talking about how can we help our children and youth to honor their parents. Because talk, it doesn't really work. We have, of course, we have activities, we have the songs, we have, all these are very good. But when we see the whole system of Satisai Educare, and when we come here, we see the children have to be reprogramming the subconscious mind. The reprogramming of the subconscious mind is one of the basis of the Satisai Educare. So that people should be looking, should be exposed to these positive values. So this is where, when we said, Professor Suresh also said, let us have tangible representation of the human values. Because on our parents every day, yes, it is there, but how can we make it tangible for people to see? So let us have it as a monument. We have monuments of idols, like Mahatma Gandhi or great people, but let us have a monument of ideal. So when he said that in March, in May, when he had come, and he said, we are going to unveil this monument in September. So there was about 3 months or so where we're going to unveil it. This is where I would love to share it with our people, how when Swami wants something to happen, and time and space and nothing goes beyond, it transcends. So during all that time, he went back to Malaysia, and he said, okay, Mauritius people, you have to find somebody, a sculptor, to design and to create this Hope Monument. Okay, it has to be, the children should be seen to be loving and with respect, paying respects to their parents, and the parents should be blessing the children. Okay, we knocked at the door of many sculptors, but we didn't have a positive answer. So by the time we reach beginning of August, still nothing doing, we didn't have anybody to do the monument, and the day for the unveiling of the monument was 21st of September. End of August, we don't have anybody. Finally, there was Ganesh Chaturthi, and finally we got somebody who was doing Ganesh statues. We went and talked to the lady. This lady said, oh yes, it's beautiful, this is a very good idea, but when do you need this monument? There was only 21 days left. And we didn't want to tell her that we had only 21 days. And, when she said, when do you need it? We started telling her the story about Super Speciality Hospital of Puttaparthi. It was, built in 9 months, You just let, it is Swami's work. Swami will do the work, but you started. It's a beautiful, wow, this is a very great miracle. Okay, but when do you need it? Then I said, we said, we need it on 21st. He said, no way. This is impossible. That was the answer we got. Impossible. Then we had to again come back to her. Please, just start the program. Do the Gayatri Mantra. Swami will work through you. And she was not a Sai devotee.
She was in Mauritius?
She's a Mauritian. And we tried to pray hard. Finally, she said, okay, I will try, but if we need to postpone the date, you will have to postpone the date. Then after 1 week, we went with everything. She got the idea what it was needed. And then she said, but at that place where we're going to place it, we should have a base, concrete base. The base should be done and be 2 weeks needed for it to dry, because this monument is more than 1 ton. It's very heavy. It's going to crack otherwise. But we didn't even have time. It was already 10 days left. 10 days left. Where are we going to get the concrete, the base? So we just prayed. Every day we prayed to Swami. Not only this Hope program was going on, but the community projects were still going on, as I said, in those areas. This is where we have to surrender. Surrender, you just do your part, and you leave it to Him to do it. As Hanuman have been doing with they just wrote Ram, and it floated on the river. So we said to Swami, please, this is your work, we are doing our best. Finally, it was left only 9 days. We went to the place where we have to install that Hope Monument. We go there, our team, we have to see the place. We see a structure in the middle of that playground. It was supposed to be a playground where we're going to install this Hope Monument for the community. We say, what is that structure doing? It is a concrete base with rocks, everything beautifully. So we asked for the social workers there, we asked the community leaders, what is that structure? They say, we don't know, it has been there. So then finally, there was no need to build a base. The base was already done by Him. So we just had to bring the Hope Monument and bring it there. And that lady, in the meantime, she was working day in, day out, night and day, and midnight when she was working, when she was started feeling tired, she really chanted Gayatri Mantra, and there she mentioned, she came on the platform on the day of the inauguration unveiling, she mentioned how Swami came, Swami worked through her during the night. She was repeating the Gayatri Mantra. So this hope monument, which usually takes about 3 months, usually to make it, she did it in 9 days. So that was something divine. When the unveiling happened on that day, she came and explained, and she said, yes, this is not my work, this is a divine work for the community. Yeah.
And how tall is the monument?
It is 6 feet, 6 feet high. And in that community, what is the impact of this monument in the community? This also we have had feedback. There was a family, we have it in the videos as well. One family, the one mother, she explained to us, every day I pass by this Hope family, and her daughter was not living together under the same roof. The daughter was living with another grandmother somewhere. So she said, passing by, looking at this beautiful family together, I decided to bring back my child, my daughter, under the same roof. And when she brought back the daughter, he said, my husband has been so happy and the family has been united again. So there are many, many more instances, feedback, miracles which have happened due to this looking at it. So these hope monuments, we have 5 of them now in the country. 3 of them are in the municipal council yards. Then we have one in a village, and one is in a botanical garden. But these 3 monuments were unveiled on the International Day for Families. That was on the 16th of May 2011. And everybody tell us to unveil 3 monuments on one day. It should be divine. There's a lot of work. In fact, we have to be grateful to Swami, who, you know, boosted everybody to work and to make it happen. And the fifth one, the fifth one is a Hope Family Fountain. It is a speaking hope fountain. So first and unique in the world. Because the family speak. They tell stories, human value stories, and the fountain as well. Because when we sit around this Hope Family Fountain, you, of course, water is the best therapy as well for relaxation and so on, and has become a touristic spot as well. People come in, and when they see the family, they believe that when we are going to have a wish for the family, their family will be united in harmony as well.
So do these monuments indicate anywhere that the Sai organization is the one promoting this kind of hope program?
It is mentioned with the Institute, the Indian Ocean Center for Education and Human Values, in collaboration with the ministry. Yes, it is mentioned. It is written. And the powerful message is written there. Seek the blessings of your parents in whatever you do in life. And the fifth Hope Family was, the fountain was unveiled by the President of the Republic himself. And he said very emphatically that this is the first unique in the world, he mentioned, he said, where we have the ideal being represented by this Hope Family. And he said, now the country should have this Hope Family in every school, every institution. We should propagate these Hope Monuments that we'll be giving everywhere. So the President of the Republic unveiled this Hope Family, the Hope Fountain, with light and sound. It is speaking with light and sound effects.
It sounds like quite an engineering marvel.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That's why it's divine. And then it was on the 10th, 11th, 12th. That is 10th of November 2012. At the same time, Institute, the education was unveiling the Hope Family. The World Akhand Bhajan was, you know, starting. So in the same yard, inside the town hall, we were having Akhand Bhajan, World Akhand Bhajan, and at the same time, the family program was going on. So we also have our Satisai School of Mauritius. So this is one of the model school where the certified educare program is being implemented, of course, and deployed, implemented, actually as the way, I mean, as all the schools, taking into consideration the schools in Thailand, Zambia. And it has already met with success. It started in 2000, now we enter 2014. We have the pre-primary section, we have the primary section, and we also have this year, 2014, on the National Day, Bhagwan gave to the people, to the nation, to the people of Mauritius, a section for the disabled children, special education need. We have 12 children, so this year.
What is the strength of the school?
There we have 150 children.
And where is it located?
It is located in Solferino, Vakwa.
It follows, I'm guessing, the Mauritian local academic
yes.
It follows syllabus, and the values are integrated.
It is registered with the Ministry of Education, Early Childhood Care and Education Authority, and it follows the national curriculum, but it integrates human values in every subject, extracurricular. And one thing is, whenever we have a program at national level, that is the government level, the Ministry of Education, Ministry of Environment, when they have an official ceremony, they call our certified school children to perform. For instance, 2014, for the World Earth Day. It is very significant and profound that on World Earth Day, where the ministry was planting trees for the nation, their strategy, so they invited Citizai School to give the performance and planted 500 trees on Signal, one of the top mountain where we had our children. Then, soon after, they were so happy with the performance of the children on human values. They called the Indian Ocean Center for Education and Human Values to participate with them on World Environment Day. That was on the 5th of June. So it went on 3 days. So we had the children of Set Aside School, about 80 of them, and our Bhavikas children and our youth in the community, altogether 80, the children performed and gave a beautiful divine performance on the message why we should protect our environment. And that was part one in the Environment Day. We also had an exhibition. There's a lot of exhibition going on around the country on human values. And with the exhibition, we give also a paper, a workshop, yeah.
So Gayatri, the school, I understand, is a model school. And that has drawn the attention of educators from elsewhere as well. So today, I believe you're training teachers from other schools, from public schools, so that they too can integrate values and take them into their classrooms.
True. So we, in fact, with the official trainers of the Training Institute of Mauritius, they call us to train their teachers how to integrate human values in the curriculum. In that manner, we invite Dr. Jum Sai, who has been coming many times, to deploy this program to them. As well, we also have the teachers from other schools who come directly to us, as well as other main body of teachers. And also, these bodies send their trainees as internship in Satisai School to see how we are working, so they get the experience and practicals.
So that is about the teachers from mainstream schools. What about the impact on the parents?
In the Satisai School, we have a program. As soon as they enroll the children in a Satisai School, it is imperative for them to follow the dynamic parenting. So they have a course of 15 programs, and continuously we have a training, a parent contact program which goes on. We have dynamic parenting, and we have finally a group of people who are really dedicated, who have come, been transformed. We call them the volunteer and inspiring parents. So they come and join. They have a very strong partnership with the management, with the school and the teachers. So these parents have been telling us, one of the parents said that within 1 week, there has been 180 degrees transformation in their daughter. Because the daughter used to throw the things, you know, the way she was at home. But after 1 week itself, in the morning, they used to come and pay respects.
So who was transformed? Is it because the parents underwent training and they changed their parenting strategies?
Yeah, both ways. Both ways. The children, whatever they learned at school, so they used to practice it. And the first thing that they practice, they touch the feet of the father and the mother in the morning.
Isn't that
a
very Indian custom? It's not something that Western cultures are familiar with touching. Because there are many ways to honor your parents.
True.
There are many ways to express love.
True.
Touching feet is a very Indian or Hindu act or expression.
True.
So how does that work in a multicultural society?
Oh, with the Muslims, with the Christians, they go and hug. At least they pay their respect. You know, there's a thought itself, I'm
that
paying
counts.
Respect. That counts. Okay. That counts. So then the parents also, finally the parents started changing the way they had to deal, the way of the habits. The habits, they stop smoking. These are simple things that they did. Stop eating meat. Some people are not devotees, but they've tried to continue the work that is being done in the school. They are putting it into practice at home.
Sister Gayatri, I understand your National Sports and Values Day is a very big crowd puller. It draws a lot of people in a very positive way. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, the Sports and Values Day, we organize it in one of the prominent stadium where we invite the youth of the whole community, whole nation, from all the different regions, so be it different religions as well. So we have the uniqueness is it in it was family unity race, unity in diversity, multi-faith race, and we had human value games. So all these brought about the different uniqueness into it where
But do you mean these are SAI Center members who come to participate, or is it from public schools? How do you draw the crowd?
All. The SAI Center's youth were there. The community were there. Even the
by invitation?
Invitation, yes.
Okay.
We invite them and they enroll and we. And it was also done with the collaboration with the Ministry of Youth and Sports. And the people said, they told us, 35 of experience that they had in the ministry. Never seen such a human values program with the sports, especially. There was no can of BS, no foul language in the stadium. It was such a beautiful, lovely, divine and calm. The events people enjoyed, but there was no shouting, no scolding, no problem at all. And because the police as well said they had come, because usually when we have an event where so many youth, thousands of youth are coming, it might degenerate. But here they said, you people, how do you call them? He said, how do you call? We said, Sevadal. Yeah, he said, but you, Sevadal, are enough and your people are so disciplined, you don't need us.
Well,
so that was great.
So nice to hear.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, I'm sure there's so much more you have to share with us. And the wonderful work that the SAI mission in Mauritius is doing, that requires more time, perhaps another sitting during your next visit. For now, I'd like to thank you very, very profusely on behalf of Radio SAI listeners for giving us at least a glimpse of the wide range of activities that you're doing to take Bhagwan's message mainstream.
Thank
you so much, Sister Gayatri.
Thank you very much to Radio Sai. Thank you very much, sister. And thank you very much, Swami.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. On Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
12:20 p.m. and it's a beautiful afternoon here at Prashant Vemar from the spiritual capital of the universe. This is the segment Service Love in Action and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, dear listeners, once again, greetings and a warm welcome. And today in this segment, Service Love in Action, you had a conversation with Srimati Gayatri Ramchun Sambhu from Mauritius. And in that conversation, as you heard, she shared with us many of the service initiatives that they have started in Mauritius. In conversation with her was Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and this conversation was recorded on 11th of this month. We hope you all enjoyed this conversation and are inspired by the service activities that the devotees of Mauritius are taking part in. Do send us your feedback, suggestions and comments on this conversation. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With that, dear listeners, I have come to the end of my segment, Service Love in Action. I'll bring you another Seva story next week, same time at 11 o'clock next Thursday. And as always, I place this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet and I thank him profusely for giving me this opportunity to host this segment week after week, every Thursday. At 12:30, you will be joined by Prem and Arvind for their afternoon satsang. Till then, please listen to a few Sai bhajans. Jai Sai Ram.
Pandu Ram Vidhara, Jaya Pandu Ram Vidhara, Pandu Ram Vidhara, Jaya Pandu Ram. ജയപാണ്ഡുരംഗ വിഠല.
ശ്യാമ മുരാരി സായി മുരാരി.